This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Joining us right now on our Rude guest hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. And Nikki, we just learned that Tress Way will be back. I don't think anybody really expected him to leave, but I guess it's a relief that he will be yeah. back because he's a reliable punter.
That all is true. Yes.
Are you surprised it's just a one-year deal, or is that the point where we are with Tress and his age, et cetera?
I'm a little surprised because I feel like if punters can go longer than other positions. So, yeah, it could have been his choice too. But, I mean, I was a little surprised by that. I feel like Tress is sort of a no-brainer.
Right.
He's been reliable for years. But, you know.
So, over the weekend, we saw the Dante Fowler alleged tweets and deleted tweets, et cetera, and supposedly the De'Ami Brown liking whatever. I guess those guys are gone, right? That's pretty much a done deal.
I kind of gave that impression, unless you're referring to something totally different. But I feel like those guys, I feel like De'Ami, he probably would have more of a market. Just the need for receivers. I mean, his speed is underrated, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But he showed a little bit more this season.
For sure.
And then, of course, bringing in Debo, you would think they'd add to that position still. And Dante Fowler's an interesting one. I mean, his sack total was up, obviously, but he's still not that consistent pass rusher that you would normally pay big money to. So I'm kind of curious what he does ultimately land. He could always end up back here, maybe a one or two. But I would think, I mean, it sounded pretty clear to me that he wanted to test the market and expected to get bigger money, which, you know, hence
we'll
the tweets.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with him.
Nikki, which of these two free agent wideouts that are currently on the roster are most likely to be back, Zacchaeus or Noah Brown? I would think Brown because he's a little bit different than he has some size. He goes 6'2", 225. Zacchaeus on the shorter side. They already have some shorter wide receivers in Terry McLaurin and Debo. Do you think Brown resigns or do you think he hits the market?
I could see either coming back. Honestly, I know they really like Olamide. He's so reliable. Mm-hmm. And he was really good in the locker room. I mean, they were really high on him. Noah could have a bigger market just because of his size. But then again, I mean, he was waived at near the end of training camp and didn't have a team. So I could see it going either way. I think part of it depends on what their plan is at that position. Do they plan on signing another guy Do they plan on bringing in like a Darius Slayton type? Do they plan on adding in the draft? That might dictate how they, you know, decide on some of these guys, whether they bring them back for 1 or 2 years. We'll see.
The guy that we don't talk about enough, in my opinion, is Luke McCaffrey, because I think he's got a skill set there that jumps out at you. They just didn't utilize him a lot. He flashed it for moments. Do you have, like, do they still like him? Do they still see a future for him? Because I feel like there's a lot of growth and potential there.
There is, totally. I think the biggest thing is he's just so raw still. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had only been playing the position for, what, 2 years in college because he was a quarterback to start. But he's a McCaffrey, so he's born with this freakish athleticism that most people can't come close to. So he's got the speed. He's an insane worker. So I feel like he can get up to the point that probably they won, where you start to see him flash some more. I think probably his best opportunity might be special teams, if he can really like break off for like a really long return. I think that's where you'll start to see him get more opportunities on offense, if he can really show out on special teams. But I agree with you. I think there's a ton of untapped potential there, and I think they're working with him on how to become more of a refined receiver too.
Talking to Nikki Javala, covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. So let's flip to defense and what this team needs, in your opinion. They finished 13th in the league last year in total defense, but 29th in rushing defense, which is why I think Dante Fowler is not a big part of the equation, because he wasn't very good against the run. Where do you think the focus is going to be here as this free agency tampering period starts at noon?
I think it's going to be the pass rush. I mean, they do need help with the run defense, no doubt. But they need pass rushers. Edge, interior, I mean, especially after losing John Allen, I would think that the focus is, you know, at first, up front, getting either a tackle or an end to really bolster that line. I mean, they need help in all three levels, just depth at linebacker. They obviously got Bobby back, pairing with Frankie. But they could use another corner. Depending on what happens with Jeremy Chinn, they'll need another safety. But to me, the line is paramount. To me, that's the most important positional group going into free agency, in my mind. And there's been so much movement with the pass rushers. It'll be interesting. I'm very curious if they really do make a move on Trey Hendrickson. Last I heard, they had just sort of kicked the tires on you know, probably what it would cost, which I would think is a lot. But they do need a pass rusher, in my mind, maybe two.
Do you think they go for some of these older guys, like a Khalil Mack? I see Za'Darius Smith is now available. He ended up the season with the Lions.
I could see it. If the price is right, I could absolutely see it. To get a marquee pass rusher on the end there, I mean, it would make a lot of sense to me. You know, to go for one of the older ones, I don't, you know, even for 1 year, I don't know that that makes a ton of sense. I think you're better off going in the draft, since it is a deep class for ends and pass rushers in general. You know, I know it's a little bit harder sitting at number 29, but I think you can still get a quality guy at that position. I could see a Khalil Mack, sure, if the price is right. I think that would be a great addition to the line.
Who are some other...
Sweat, he would be huge.
Right, I totally agree. I think Sweat would be huge, just a double whammy too, right? You take away from the Eagles anytime you... As far as I'm concerned, just sign all their free agents that they intend to bring back or like to bring back. Just take them all. I mean, who cares if they fit us or not?
Right, yeah.
I'm kind of in that mindset. Are there any others that you're keeping an eye out for that you expect to hear about? You know, how will it work today? Remind us. You know, like, will we at noon? It's going to be a flurry of activity, right?
Yeah. Although last night at like 7 o'clock, it was insane. Right. I don't know what was going on in the NFL. Like, everybody just decided to work at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
But yeah, starting at noon, it's their, you know, stupid little legal tampering period where you can agree to deals but not sign them. Mm-hmm. And that lasts until 4 p.m. on Wednesday, at which point you can officially sign deals. All trades become official at that point. This afternoon will be crazy.
Nikki, let's hop back to the offense for just a second. Do you see Marcus Mariota returning? He's a free agent. He performed well whenever he had to. in Jaden Daniels' absence. Will there be a market
also a mentor for him?
Do you see him coming back here, or do you think he departs?
I could see him coming back. I think it depends on his market. I would think the Jets are an option. I would think a number of teams are an option for him as a backup. But if I were him, and it's going to be a backup role instead of a starting role, I'd want to go somewhere where I could win. And I'm happy. And it seemed like he was happy here. He was valued here as a backup. I think he was really good for Jaden. Really good for the offense overall. I mean, he stepped in and they could win.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see him being back, but you know, ultimately it comes down to money and where he wants to be.
Do you see a potential theme? Because I think we all agree that outside of Jaden, this team did remarkable last year, but they sort of need upgrades at every level outside of quarterback. Yeah. Like, they really do need to upgrade. And do you see a theme where, okay, they're going to attack, I don't know, offense via free agency and, you know, the draft for the defense or vice versa? Will there be any theme like that? Is anything like that you anticipate?
I could see them getting a couple bigger names in free agency and then filling the rest in the draft. I mean, I really do believe, like, I know every coach says they want to build through a draft, or every GM mm-hmm. says they want to build through the draft, and none of them actually do it. But the way they structured the roster last year and the way they've been trying to structure it again this year, it is really geared toward developing guys and building through the draft. So I could see them starting to add guys in the draft as depth and development, get a couple starters, sort of like they did last year, and get a couple bigger names this year. I honestly don't know if he'll make a like big splash moves. I mean, some of these trades have kind of surprised me, but I could see Adam Peters maybe going for that second tier group of free agents, sort of like he did last year. To not sort of mortgage the future to any one guy,
mm-hmm.
And really sort of trying to build through the draft. I mean, I think that's the ultimate goal, is you want to have a group that can last together for 3-4 years.
I guess I'm asking, like, sort of offensively, defensively, is this draft better for offensive players? Is the free agent pool better for defensive players, or is it just no?
I think the free agent pool is really good if you want a 30-year-old receiver or pass rusher, because that's really all that's left. And the draft is really deep on D-line. It has some really good tight ends. So I am curious if they do add to the tight end group. I mean, I know they brought back Bates last night. They have Ertz. Benson is still there. So I'm curious if they still turn to that group in the draft. Corners, there's some good corners. So I would say it probably skews more defense in the draft this year. But free agency is kind of watered down this year, to be honest with you. I mean, it's a lot of 30-plus guys, mostly receiver, defense. Maybe they add a tackle. But in my mind, it would be sort of in a reserve role unless they spend big.
Are they disappointed in Sinnott, or did Ertz just way outperform what they expected and he just quite hasn't gotten the opportunity because Ertz was so good?
I think it's more the latter there.
Yeah,
I think Ertz had a good season. I think he was good for the team, just kind of where they were, just in this transition mode. He was great for Jaden. So, I think it's partly due to Ertz. I think it's partly due to they want to develop Ben Sinnott more, and he's got to get more opportunities. Maybe he can get more touchdowns, you know, based on Travis Kelce plays or Taylor Swift plays. Isn't that what they called the play that he had that one touchdown?
I think so. You're right.
Nikki, you've reached the pop quiz portion of your interview.
Nobody likes that.
I need you to fill in the blank here.
Nobody likes quizzes, Kate.
I know, but I think she's up to the task.
All right.
Adam Peters blanks Brian Robinson Jr. Your options are loves, likes, tolerates, / stuck with.
I don't like this quiz. Can I get a different question? No, I think I have not heard this from Adam Peters directly. I would say likes. I mean, I think
likes ish.
Likes
adjacent, likes close.
I likes.
Okay, so squarely in the middle.
We're going squarely in the middle.
They're okay. kind of stuck there, right?
The game runs hard, you know, but you got to get more production out of that.
They're kind of stuck at the running back room in a sense, right? I mean,
yeah, but they got Debo now, so he's sort of hybrid.
Right. He'll help, but like, what about the idea that, hey, man, bolster the offensive line, and you're going to get not only better production from Jaden, but you're going to get better production from your running backs. I certainly didn't see a ton of holes that Brian Robinson was missing. I don't want to be a Brian Robinson defender, but I mean,
I will never understand why more GMs don't put more resources into the offensive line. I know it's not a sexy position,
right?
But the best teams have the best offensive lines,
right?
Period.
Right. So that should be a focus. You don't anticipate it will.
Well, I just don't know that in free agency, I mean, most of the top tackles are gone already.
Yep.
Look at, though, what Coleman did. Like, we're all just thrilled that he played so much. But I think we all have our own opinions on PFF rankings, but there's some metric that you can take with whatever. And, I mean, he gave up a bunch of sacks, was ranked fairly low in pass protection and fairly low in run blocking.
Right.
So
I always wonder if he would be better suited as a guard. But
yeah, moving the guard.
You need a tackle.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I just think you would get better production from Jaden and from your running back room. Because I don't think they're terrible. Yeah.
Well, they're probably going to sign some big uglies that you just have never heard of.
Well,
it's
not
a flashy name.
But we all feel like we need to find the next Saquon. Those aren't hard to find.
They've got three or four offensive linemen.
I get you. Yeah.
Yeah. They've got three or four of their own that they may bring back or may not. Too.
Yeah.
I mean, what would your vibe be? I think Trent Scott's available. Cornelius Lucas.
I think they need to bring those guys back?
Pretty much most of the reserves. I mean, Dieter, I don't know if he comes back.
No, we don't need him.
Benched for, a guard. They need upgrades there, no doubt. It's just, I could see them turning to the draft again. I think you have to at that position. It's a good draft for the trenches. But getting a marquee tackle, sure, like Cam Robinson, is he still available? He's really the only one under 30 that I saw that's still on the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie Staley's back with Baltimore. Like, all these guys have been signed already with their own team. So, I mean, I would love to see him spend on a tackle. I know that's like such a boring position to like spend big on free agency, but it's such an important
group that I really
don't know why teams don't invest more.
All right, last issue for you here, or proposition for you. One bold free agency prediction. One bold prediction for today.
One bold prediction for today. Oh.
You have one that you anticipate the Commanders
putting her on the spot with the pop quiz. Now this,
oh my God,
she might never appear on the show again.
Easy,
yeah. I don't know. Give us something to look forward to today around noon to 3 p.m.
A bold prediction. Okay, they trade for Trey Hendrickson. I don't know if that's true, but that's my bold prediction.
I like it, Kate.
That's sexy. That's a big one.
That gets the blood flowing.
Okay,
excellent. That gets the blood flowing.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the time.
Hey, I like that one.
Nikki Javala covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. That's one I don't see.
If you make
I'd
that
be
trade,
stunned.
Then you're adding 17 sacks to your total. That's the way I look at that.
How much is he going to make?
I don't know.
He's going to make $35 million plus,
easily.
Right?
Some guys are worth it, maybe.
Yeah. But
can't you structure the money? It's so bizarre. If you look at Josh Allen's making $55 million, right? I don't know what Dak's making, but I don't think it's quite that much, or his average per year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, he's only like 17% of the salary cap, and Dak is like 23%.
Mm.
The way they structure the money.
Well, it just shows you the Bills are better run than the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. But it's not just the Cowboys.
Right.
He's like 12th
right.
in terms of percentage of his salary going towards the salary cap.
Right.
The team distribution. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
I might not be articulating that well.
So I was just looking. One of the guys I missed that they re-signed for very low price was Chris Rodriguez Jr. So he's back. So there's your running back aches.
I mean,
he runs hard.
He's a thumper down near the goal line. Like he's
a Rivera guy. Cakes love to go. They're getting rid of all their Rivera guys.
Well, they got rid of most of them.
Yeah, the ones really suck.
John Bates survived somehow. He got a 3-year extension. Good for him.
800-636-1067. You want to chime in? We're getting you geared up for NFL free agency. Kicks off at 12 o'clock. The Commanders do bring back Tress Way. Over the weekend, of course, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz. I just mentioned Chris Rodriguez. John Bates gets a 3-year deal. He's, of course, primarily a blocking tight end. So we will keep you up to date on all that is happening with the Commanders and NFL free agency here on The Junk.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peace. Free agency. It's going to kick off here right in the middle of JP and B. Mitch's show at noon.
High noon.
Commanders have brought back some of their own guys and locked them down, mostly one-year deals. I mean, older guys like Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner.
They're all 34. Like you tend to give 34-year-olds in the NFL one-year deals.
They did give John Bates a 3-year deal.
He's younger. He's 27.
Chris Rodriguez is younger. They gave him a 1-year deal.
Yep.
These are kind of fringe players. But I thought EB asked an interesting question there of Nikki Javala, and she didn't really want to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
But let's each make a bold prediction. A splash move, and if you want to call us, 800-636-1067, of the top guys available, and I'll go through some of them. Who would you want to see them make a big move on in free agency? 800-636-1067. So I've got a list here from CBS Sports. Their number one NFL free agent.
Is it actually live? Is it live?
It's like, pretty updated.
As of the last few whatever.
I mean, it says it was updated 14 minutes ago.
Okay.
Now, I noticed they still had Bobby Wagner as a free agent, so it's not perfect. But number one, they've got Sam Darnold. We know they're not interested in that.
Right.
T. Higgins was number two. He's franchise tagged. Josh Sweat, number three.
I'm going to say they sign him. I want to jump on that.
You're on the Sweat bandwagon? Yeah.
Cakes is bitter because he said during the break, he's like, I'm going to say my splash move is Josh Sweat.
I did not. I did not say
Josh Sweat.
Oh, you
did? I thought you said Josh Sweat.
I have a different guy.
Oh, okay, good.
You pivoted.
I have a different. No, I never mentioned a guy.
I don't know where I heard that.
I have a different apple of my eye.
All right. Give it to us.
He plays for the same team as Josh Sweat.
You like Milton Williams.
Milton Williams. He's young. He's not even 26 years old yet.
He's more of an interior lineman.
He's an interior guy, but he's a disruptor. You steal from a division rival.
Mm-hmm.
He had 5 sacks last year. It's not a ton, but it's pretty decent from an interior defender. And look, with Jonathan Allen leaving after Daron Payne and Johnny Newton, it's pretty thin there at defensive tackle. I know you have Sheldon Day there, and I'm sure that Adam Peters will upgrade that spot with some smaller signings, but I think that is his big splash. He's going to go after Milton Williams from the Eagles.
So just to give you some more people on this list, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. They've got Drew Dahlman, a center, ranked number 7. DJ Reed, a corner from the Jets, number 8. Javon Holland, safety from the Dolphins, number 9. See, I think they're going to do something in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Chin hasn't been re-signed. Now, they got a couple hours. Chin was a big contributor for this team. My sense would be, if he hasn't re-signed yet, I know there's still time, that maybe they do have their eye on somebody else they like better.
I can't believe this.
And I think a corner, I originally didn't think they'd go corner because they believe in Lattimore. I think they truly do believe in Lattimore.
I think that they're crossing their fingers.
And they drafted Sam Strill.
I don't think
they would, but you know what? Maybe you load up and get another like lockdown corner. I'm reading about Reed, who is the top ranked one here by CBS. On PFF, they said his lockdown percentage was 51.28%, which is actually excellent.
Doesn't sound great,
but that's excellent.
I'll take it. But I'm telling you this. Just want to go back to the Lattimore thing just for a second. If you gave them truth serum, they would tell you they botched it. If you gave them truth serum, they'd say, we're crossing our fingers and we're going to hope that he pulls it out. But we're not optimistic.
I don't think Peters is ready to punt on it yet. But if he struggles in his second year here, the full year with the offseason, training camp and all that.
Dude, he might be midseason gone.
Then he would be willing to admit. I don't think he's ready to pull the plug on him yet.
No, they clearly not. Because I think they're kind of pot committed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if they weren't pot committed.
But you think if you had Adam Peters at the end of a bar, there's nobody else there, and you guys have a few.
He would tell you.
Drinks in you.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
Right.
But I think a week ago, there were some guys that, like, I thought if they were going to move on from Wagner, and maybe they had no intention of moving on from Wagner, Bond made sense, but he re-signed 3 years, $51 million for the Eagles. There's, I don't know how to pronounce his name, the guy Osa from the Cowboys, mm-hmm. defensive lineman. I thought, well, he makes sense. He just signed a 4-year, $80 million deal.
Yep, they kept him in Dallas.
You know, then you keep going down the list in terms of, I don't think they're going to go wide receiver. Godwin's on the list at number 12.
Well, to Cakes' point regarding receiver, the fact that they have Diami ahead of Stephon Diggs, and I know mm-hmm. Diggs come off an injury, tells you Diami's going to get paid.
What, is this on a ranking list that you're looking at? Okay.
The fact that they have Diami ranked ahead of Stephon, that's just one
right.
jerk reporter, but still.
Teams need... impact.
He's going to get paid.
Wideouts. There's not a lot coming out in the draft, and the free agency class is relatively weak. That's a perfect storm for Diami Brown to get overpaid,
right?
Which he probably will.
Yeah.
Not sure who's going to do it.
Maybe Cakes also brought up DeMarcus Lawrence, or maybe JP.
JP
did.
Brought him up.
I think that also could be another name. 800-636.
That's somebody who Quinn coached.
If you want to chime in, do you have a bold prediction as of noonish? I can't believe Chase Young is still only 25 years old, Cakes.
He's a youngster.
Didn't he rank better than Fowler in both metrics in terms of PFF?
I'd have to double check, but his metrics weren't horrendous.
They weren't horrible.
The problem is he just... The stat which jumps out to me is he doesn't get sacks.
Right.
Yeah.
He's paid to get sacks and he doesn't get sacks. So he somehow magically gets pressure, but he never gets the quarterback down.
The problem with Chase Young is he had expectations of being a transformational,
right.
generational talent. And it turns out that he's a good player.
He was just
he's a solid player. He's just not a superstar.
He's not a superstar.
He'll never blossom into one.
He was an early bloomer and everyone caught up with him. He was like an early bloomer.
Like he's a
stud beast in high school, college.
He's a guy that would... He's going to struggle to get to Brian Arakpo level numbers.
Yeah.
And people couldn't wait to get rid of Brian Arakpo here in D.C.
Right.
He'll never hit the consistency of Arakpo's numbers.
I'm not interested in these old guys, I think.
Like Von Miller.
Well, yeah, Von Miller. Okay, here are four guys who are edge rushers. We believe they need an edge rusher. What do they have in common? Za'Darius Smith, Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, and Von Miller.
I'm going to guess they're all like 33 or older.
I think Joey Bosa might be 30, but okay. They're all older.
Right. They're all like Khalil Mack's 34. Von Miller's 36.
So maybe you're going to sell me on your guy. It's not a flashy name, but maybe that's who they should bring up on the defensive side.
Milton Williams.
Yes.
He's going to get a big sack of money from somebody. I don't know whether it's the Commanders or not, but that he's going to get signed today. He's going to be one of those names you hear at like 12:15 or 12:30 having agreed to a deal.
So I know that there's a rotation and you want depth.
Yeah.
But I just figured they say bye-bye to Jonathan Allen, mm-hmm. which they've chosen to do. I would figure that the guy they drafted last year, Newton, would be a starter. But if you bring in this guy, he's a starter. And I think you still start Daron Payne.
Well, you definitely start Daron Payne. He's making like 22 million.
So then Newton remains the depth guy.
Well, it's more than depth. They rotate those guys.
I know they
almost,
rotate them.
I don't have any problem keeping those guys fresh.
It's like a first line, second line middies. Like they
except like Jalen Carter plays almost all the snaps.
All right, but
in
the way we run them, we rotate them a lot. I don't know. Drab, do you have a bold prediction for the Skins, or are you so locked in and distraught about your Seahawks?
Oh, I'm multitasking. I think they're going to sign the highest price cornerback on the market.
You actually do. So they're doubling down on
that. Well,
they
got to move Sanistro back to his natural position in the slot, and they got to get an outside corner, whether it's DJ Reed or Ward or Carlson Davis.
Does that also indicate with Lattimore?
No. Well, they're probably not happy with Lattimore, but he's going to take one side, and they got to get someone else to play the other.
Carlton Davis would be good, too, because now you're taking somebody from the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
But I know you're focused.
I'm focused
like
on
a laser on taking guys from the Eagles, but remember, the Lions are damn good, too.
Right. Do you think they go after Sweat? At least make a run at him?
I mean, they obviously, no.
You don't think they will?
I think the Eagles will figure out a way to keep him.
But you don't even think we'll inquire?
I think they're big. I think their big move today will be a cornerback.
Okay.
One of those big three cornerbacks.
All right. You're in with that big move, big splash.
And a
move
lot
on
of
defense.
Money. People go, whoa, when they see how much money they spent.
Right. Yeah, they're going to give DJ Reed $25 million
a
year.
How much do we have? Like $90 million? Like,
oh, it's a lot less now.
Yeah, 72 million, I think, is the updated number.
They have to pay Debo.
Yeah, right now you're top.
Yeah, but they got 16 back for Allen.
I know, but now they've re-signed some of their own free agents, too.
Here are your top
five.
They
pay Tress Wade, Valdez's salary.
They pay Bobby Wagner $9 million.
Valdez wishes he was making $2.8 million.
They paid Wagner.
What?
They gave like $15 or $16 million to Wagner and Ertz. Wet Tress?
Makes $2.8 million.
Bates? It all adds up.
Here are your top five potential big spenders today. The Patriots have far and away the most cap money, $121 million.
They signed somebody, though, over the weekend.
Oh, they signed Landry, the linebacker that was cut by the Titans.
Is this live?
This is pretty up to date. This is from overthecap.com. Yeah. Chargers at 93.8, Cardinals at 78 million, Commanders come in fourth with 72.5, and the Drabhawks, I'm shocked they don't have more. They have $67 million to spend.
By the way, can we just touch on it for a second, the Seahawks again? What are they doing? Like, did they just decide they're tanking?
They're blowing it all up.
No. We had a good defense last year. We were in cap hell. Those guys wanted to be traded. They offered Geno money.
JSN emerged as their top receiver.
Look, I'm gonna go against Drabby here. This may offend Drabby. Geno's good. He's not great.
No, I agree.
That's why I like him.
Yeah, yeah.
But you root for the underdog.
I know exactly what he is, yeah.
So they'll find somebody that's Geno level or better to play quarterback, and then they'll sign another big wideout after DK leaves to pair with JSN, and I think they're going to be okay.
Mm. You see that money they paid DK? I didn't want any part of that. I like DK, but 5 years, $150 million or something? What's
insane? That's an absurd amount of cash.
I thought it was 4 years.
Is it five?
Well, years.
They're adding the fifth year, I guess, of the contract he already has, so it starts after next year.
All right. I don't know.
I don't know who's going to deliver the ball, but he's making a lot of dough.
Well, it might be Sam Darnold.
Could be Sam Darnold. Could be Aaron Rodgers.
What if Russ came back to Seattle? Like, it's going to be this quarterback carousel, right?
Wow.
So right now, I know that Justin Fields is supposedly talking
with Cleveland or something.
That'd
be a good fit.
I'm just saying that if Justin Fields stays in Pittsburgh, or let's say Pittsburgh picks up Aaron Rodgers, he's got to find a new home. And it's the same teams we're talking about.
Right.
That'd be hilarious.
All right, real quick, let's go to Ray in Clinton. Ray, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Junks? How y'all doing this morning?
I'm good. Ray, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. My prediction is I want to say DN, but I'm going with something that they need. They need a corner so they can go ahead and put Mike in the slot, his slot position that he used to play when he came out of college.
Uh-huh.
I think they're gonna go after Byron Murphy. He's the youngest of the cornerbacks that's in free agency. He got sticky hands when it comes to interceptions. He had 6 interceptions last year. You know, he's a free agent. He's young, and we can use him because he's a good cornerback.
All right, that's all I
got to say about that.
I like it. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it. Thank you, buddy. All right, so keep an eye on him. What is it, Brian Murphy?
Byron Murphy from Minnesota.
He had 6 interceptions, tied for the league lead.
All right, I like it.
Dude, his coverage grade with no pressure, 70.3, which is pretty good. Like, if you look at the PFF grades, they have him ranked as the 4th best corner. If you value Pro Football Focus's grading.
Whatever you're doing today, literally, you got to keep JFK on all day long.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because today is going to be a big day. And the real bullets are going to start flying around noon.
800-636-1067 is the number. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back. Right now, we'll actually hook up caller number 10. We have tickets to go see The Offspring at Jiffy Lube Live. 10th caller will get 2 tickets to see The Offspring Supercharged Worldwide in 25. Saturday, July 19th at Jiffy Lube Live. They have special guests. Cakes is going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Eat World. And Newfound Glory.
That's a good triple bill right there. That's a solid, solid show.
Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. All you have to do is be caller number 10, 800-636-1067. Time now to open up the entertainment page.
That's right, Ricky. The entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get over to BMW of Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She'll take care of you. She's the general manager. Mention me. Of course, you can always check them out at BMWFairfax.com. A good friend of mine just told me she test drove the X7 last week and absolutely loved it. So,
very good.
Get over there and check it out. You know, I just saw in the corner of my eye an ad for American Idol, which they had their first episode. And I know Valdez, he's now finally 10 years into it.
Late, I thought he was saying he was into The Voice.
Correct. He's into The Voice and turning the chairs. You would love Idol. If you like that, the audition portion of Idol started last night. And I always say this. I'm not emotional that way. It brings me to tears. It brings me to tears when you just have someone like some hillbilly or just some clown from nowhere, and they're just literally blessed with this insane singing ability. I get creepers.
You get moved.
The Voice and American Idol make me cry more than any other show on television.
That's weird.
But because you're seeing a no one just with this superstar ability. It always touches me. Last night was the debut, the first episode.
What happened to Katy Perry?
Nunsky.
Well, I know.
Remember,
why? What,
she was getting ridiculed. People hated her because she made fun of a mom. Remember there was a young girl, she was like 20 and she had like 3 kids, and Katy made a quip about, she said something about laying down. She goes, oh, you've been doing a lot of laying down. And people, you know. Just goofy.
That's why they're using that Carrie Underwood line in the promo where the girl comes in. She goes, "I'm just a stay at home mom," and then and Carrie goes, "Never say you're just a stay at
home
mom."
That's why.
You clearly said the promo.
It kind of made an impact on me. I was like, "Whoa, well, that's
Carrie Underwood actually really good." And the bit they were doing last night was she's a human. Who would know this? She knows every song. Like, Luke Bryan was like, I kind of, you know, pride myself in knowing a lot of lyrics and, you know, especially country music. She knows every song. She's singing Drowning Pool. She's singing.
What, the bodies hit the floor?
Yes.
She's singing that silly?
Yes.
She's screaming?
Yes.
Doing scream metal?
Like a heavy metal guy came in.
Very
and
nice.
Then she, like, helped them. And the bit was, she literally knows every song. She's a human jukebox. But I will say, I know it's cliche, she's ruined her beautiful face. I know she had the drunken fall or whatever it was, but but she's going ODing with the Botox and the fat lips. And it's sad because she's a beautiful girl. She doesn't need to do that, Cakes.
I'll take some of that Botox before the next Altcast.
Hey, Cakes is really scarred from Friday's Altcast.
No, but Valdez, do me a favor. Record and just watch at your leisure. I think you will like the audition part.
I'm already in the voice auditions. It's too much
drowning
singing
and content over
Who's
there.
Who's the biggest star from The Voice? I feel like has anybody popped from The Voice?
Morgan Wallen. Now he got cut.
He won the.
No, he didn't win. Okay. He made it through. That's a pretty big layer or two.
Right. No, but I mean winners. Like has a winner from The Voice
really
gone on to be
an
famous.
Iconic winner. Maybe a couple of the country people toured with like Blake Shelton. They don't really have an icon.
Their alums are not very distinguished.
Yeah. Adam Levine always would say that the record company. So, you know, when you win those voice shows, you're kind of contractually obligated to go with their home in-studio
production company. It's probably the world's worst contract they make you sign.
Yeah, they make you sign a terrible contract, terrible management. They pick a terrible song, and your career's over. Basically. So the best thing to do is go on, get some exposure, don't win it. Get knocked out in, like, top 10 and then become, like, Benson Boone.
Wherefore art thou, Bo Bice? Remember him from back in the day?
Yes. Yes, Bo
he
Bice.
He had a smash hit.
Bo
His
Bice.
One song was so
Something
good.
Something about Turn the Light On?
No, or... that was a different guy.
That was the guy. I played golf with that guy.
Yeah.
But it was something about a light, though, wasn't it?
Play Bo Bice's big hit, Valdez. I need to hear it again.
I mean, his only
hit. His only hit. Hit. Yeah. I need this in my life.
Right. But anyway... found myself watching that last night. Didn't know it was coming on. Started tearing up. I watched the whole thing. I just, it's literally one of the few things that makes me emotional.
Right.
Like, I'm emotional about my kids and stuff like any other human. But like usually when I watch TV or a movie, I don't really get moved.
You probably would have a creeper if the Commanders won the Super Bowl. Yeah. Tears of joy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so. I know you were crying when the Caps won. I'm trying to think if I did.
I was boo-hooing.
I don't know.
It was an emotional moment.
Maybe more with the Nats than the Caps, but I'm not sure about that.
Hey, this says Carrie Underwood won American Idol.
I was looking at a list. It the winners, okay, for American Idol, yes.
Yeah.
I was looking.
He's talking about The Voice.
Yeah, The Voice.
The big winners of The Voice. They don't really have big ones.
Yeah, American Idol has Kelly Clarkson.
A bunch. They have a bunch.
Ruben. I don't even know if he won, but I feel like they went on to gain some more notoriety than The Voice. It's funny. I went to Wikipedia for winners of The Voice, and it just lists like Blake Shelton won 9 times. It lists the judges
right.
as winning, not the actual singers.
Right. Yeah, it's weird because the singers, they don't really blow up.
Who's the guy from Waldorf or something that won recently?
No, I think he's from like Manassas or something or like Warrington.
Warrington, oh,
he's
okay.
Like from Warrington. Yeah, the long-haired, blonde-haired guy.
Yeah,
and Jeff knows him, right? Isn't Jeff like buddies
Jeff,
with him?
They work together because Jeff said, you know, works in studios.
Right.
Recording music.
He's got like a weird like stage name or
the
something.
The Real Thing by Bo Bice.
The Real
Smash.
Thing. Yeah, that's it.
I'm gonna listen down way home.
So this is a terrible story. It's on TMZ. So we'll just say it's entertainment related, but it's just horrible. The University of Pittsburgh student who I guess they're assuming drowned in Punta Cana. Can you imagine this poor thing, Sudishka Kanaki?
Local, too, from Loudoun County.
I think she's from Loudoun County. She and 5 friends, they say, were taking a stroll along the beach in Punta Cana. I think it was like 4:50 in the morning
It was early
4:15. Surveillance cameras recorded her on the beach around 4:15, and that was the last time she was seen alive. So does that mean she was like swept away? I assumed, honestly... that
Could
some
be.
Awful guy just like
well,
raped and murdered.
I mean, a young man who went swimming with the student before she vanished is being questioned by investigators.
Okay,
the woman and the man were seen swimming together at the beach near Rio Republica Resort sometime before she was last spotted there going for a walk just after 4 a.m. on March 6th.
It's literally a parent's worst nightmare. It's right up there with like, you know, dying in a car accident. Your kids go on a spring break trip. And
yeah,
you get that
terrible.
Phone call. It's just the worst ever. I told you that Steven went with his boys to, where'd they go, Montana?
Montana,
They went
yeah.
Montana skiing.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, he showed some good sense and didn't do this.
Yep.
His buddy
you guys wanna go skiing
went
with me?
To the highest part of the mountain where you, it was an hour and 15 minute walk up the mountain. You have to literally walk up, and it's a cliff.
Okay.
And you just, you hold on to it. I saw the pictures.
Like a tow rope?
You have to hold on to a tow rope.
Oh, no thanks.
And if you're, if you, like one step over, you fall down the cliff and you're dead, and you have to do that for an hour to get up, and then you ski down.
There's some fresh powder.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
That's a no for me, dog, too. And I can't believe it. That was a no for my son.
That's good.
Who was in a huge adrenaline junkie. I'm stunned.
Good job. Good job, Steve. You're taking a pass on that.
I'm glad. Thank God he didn't do that. But yeah, people are crazy.
And he avoided, I forget the name. You said it was like whatever happens underneath the tree, the swell.
Oh, you have to, yeah, you got to be careful of the tree. I guess swells or whatever. We talked about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that was but a new
like
term
these,
to me.
There's like these air pockets or whatever under the trees that you could get stuck in and donk off. Valdez, there's a lot more here we can get to. I don't even understand this. The YouTube story where the guy claimed he banged his girlfriend and her mom. We get into that at some point if we want. There's Rihanna news. There's more Bianca Censori nakedness.
Oh, can't wait.
Or near nakedness. and there's actually some terrible Diddy updates if you want that.
All right. Stay tuned. Plus, we'll give you the latest on NFL free agency. And Ryan Dunleavy, national NFL writer for the New York Post, will join us coming up at 9:20 as we get you amped up. Free agency kicks off at noon here on The Junkies.